Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here live. We're going to talk housing crash because it is back in the forefront everywhere and anywhere. And I talk to a lot of people all over the country each day and they're like, Dan, what do I do? What are home prices going to do? Because I see the housing crash videos and everything else. So I want to dissect some of, the videos. And if you're out here and you're on the crashing doom side of things, don't really know why you're here, but welcome to you. And I encourage you to ask questions. And that's what we do this for. So what we're going to talk about today is the crash and doomers out there. How accurate is it? And what are we expecting now? So I'm going to kind of reveal some information behind the scenes that might tick off a lot of people, but it is what it is. So let's get over and dissect where home prices are going to go from here. And the reason why I bring this up is so many people, if you just Google it and you go here, you know, I put up here is the housing crash. Okay. And you're going to see the same four or five people in these videos. And one of them's making a killing and the other ones are trying to catch up with that. So let's go. If you go to housing market crash, here's what you're going to get. And it goes over and over. We have three or four people out here that are doing working on this, and I just want to see how accurate their data is. That's all I want to do. So if you're out here and you're in the doom and gloom section of this and you think the housing market is completely going to implode, please give me your content because we want to focus in on what home prices are going to do from here. And I hate doing this, but I have to do it because you guys are getting too much, I'll say, bad information. So here, let's just go through the housing market crash. Here's what you're seeing. Is the housing market going to crash? This young lady, she's pretty darn good. But when you get to some of these guys, they've been doing it over and over and over. We have Reventure Capital. Let's see if our buddy, here's Nick. Now this guy, he's made a fortune, just a complete fortune on the housing crash material. And now you have these wannabes, you know, gone through and through here. Who do we have? Michael Borandino, Dendarna, whatever his name is. He walks around the neighborhoods daily just telling us how bad it is. I don't know if he's a realtor or not, but Mike, we get it. It's really bad down there in Florida. You go down through some of these other ones. It's a real estate mindset. Housing market's going to crash. He's been saying that for 3-4 years now, maybe. And then a couple others. You know, this young lady, everybody invites her in here. I don't know what her name is. Debbie Wright, I think. And she is just crash and doom. And then we had Sach. Sach Realty. This was a great channel years ago. And they jumped on this crash bandwagon. Let me just show you some of the articles that these guys post. Breaking, Zillow, 40% deep price cuts in the housing crash. Now, this guy, if you go back to some of his videos and you see here, you can actually go back 3 years or more and you could see the crash. But again, I'll expose a little bit of something here for you. As these guys, you know, realize the crash and doom piece of this is really where the money's to be made, that's when they switch their thing. So let's see over here. New homing inventory explodes, and this is 2 years ago. The meltdown, the warnings that, here's him and Michael on there coordinating that. So I want you guys to understand a lot of what these guys are telling you is complete crap. Okay, there might be some pockets in some areas that are doing bad and things like that, but is the market really going to crash 30, 40, 50%? No. And the reason being is if it didn't crash in 2008 when there was just complete bullshit loans out there, it's not going to crash again. So if you just go in here, just do me some favors. If you're looking to buy your first house, now I'm not telling you should buy, you shouldn't buy, rent in your area might be beneficial for you. But I had a conversation with somebody younger this morning, and they're like, you know what? My father just passed away. It was a young lady who actually had a reverse mortgage on her dad's property. And she was one of the comments that made it, but other people call me and they're like, you know, Dan, my uncle just passed away and I inherited his house. It was a great fortune. But the young lady who lost her father, she thought she lost the house because of a reverse mortgage. Now she's in that house living there with equity in her property. So what I want to talk to you guys about is home prices and how you figure out where home prices are going. What you really need to know is you need to know your area. Like I live in Chicago. Okay, I live right in the suburbs of Chicago. I had my next door neighbor. I don't want to post our addresses. Their house went on the market on Friday. It sold at market price. The contract was signed on Monday. 3 days. They waited Saturday, Sunday, got all the contracts in, and on Monday they chose which property you're going to have. Now it's asking price, and it's in the 700 range. Okay, and they haven't crashed. Down the street, about 10 homes, another house went for market price because there was a bidding war, and it went in, I don't even think it hit the market. So this is the Chicagoland area. So is Austin crashing? Could be. Parts of California crashing? Could be. How do you know? I'm not going to, you know, paint everything with a broad brush saying the whole market's going to crash. That's what the first thing you guys need to understand. The next thing is, let's look at the dynamics in the economy. So what could happen? Could there be a housing crash? Absolutely. If we go into a depression, everybody loses their jobs, and now you can't afford a home to buy, and you can't even afford those payments, it could be a housing crash. But let's just go in, and every one of these, they use the poster children of 2008. So if you guys know these crash people, I'd love to invite them on for a debate, a cordial debate. I don't even care if we go out for dinner and talk about it there. I'd love to have a cordial debate because I want to understand, are they in it for the Zillow money? Or are they really trying to do you a service? Because a couple of the videos I watched, I actually know the areas, and there was a couple of videos out there that were complete bullshit. They weren't even telling you, they were on location on a Sunday when there was no workers working and telling you how bad the area has been. I talked to realtors in those areas too that have sold homes and that whole market sold out. So don't be deceived, you know, when these people go around the neighborhood saying, look, there's no workers today. I can assure you there's workers everywhere throughout the country. If you're building a house or you're building a subdivision, you can't afford to have your workers kind of on the sidelines. So that's number one. Now let's get over to the economics. I'm going to talk economics. I'm going to talk interest rates. If a lot of these things didn't really implode the market previously, what's going to happen in 2025, 2026? Let's talk about it. So if you have comments, please join in, folks. So the 2025 housing market forecast. Here's what I put. 2025 housing market forecast. I misspelled it. So let's do it right. So we're going to 2025 a mixed picture. Okay. Home prices, modest growth, or potential decline. The small, while some experts predict continued, albeit slow, home prices, Zillow forecasts a 1.4% decline. But if you go over to the Crash Brothers, I think I got rid of it here, they're saying the housing market, or Zillow, came up with a 40% price cut. I think it's down here somewhere. These guys are crazy. But they sure get the clicks. Let's see. Here's price cuts are getting bigger from Nick a month ago. Then we get down to some of these others. But they're telling you a lot of this stuff, you know, housing selling 700 plus. But they're telling you numbers that aren't even realistic. The housing market dropping 40%. The average house in the country during 2008 didn't drop 40%. So how in the hell is the house prices in this economy going to drop 40%? But let's go with it. Well, Zillow, they're actually reporting a 1.4% decline in 2025, not 40. Well, maybe if you delete that part and put a zero behind the zero, yeah, you get the 40. Okay, so you're having a regional difficulties right now. Okay, what are they? Well, we know. In Florida, insurance is crazy. And if you own a condo like I do, and I do videos from there, yeah, you're getting hit, and you're getting hit hard. Okay, but in my complex, I think there's 40 units. There's two for sale, and both are on the first floor unit. So that's what's going on. And this is what I see. Okay, it's only what I see. So if you guys can chime in with any other comments, I'd love it. Chris, what do you got for me, bud? Let's see what Chris has on the agenda today. Can I send you my loan offer to see what you think? Absolutely. We actually have I used to have that. It was called a LE a review, where basically when you get a loan offer, it's called a loan estimate, and I review it for you. Because if you watch my channel, we have 33 lenders we work with. So what we do is, if you get a quote out there, send it to me. I'd love to analyze it, not only the rate, but the fees with me, my bank. I work at a federal bank, and our 33 other lenders we have behind us. So I have a total of 34 lenders. When you reach out to us, that we're going to use to get you your loan approved, and the rates as well. So Chris, just send that to me. You can send that to my email, and I'll put my email up on the screen right here. So that is my email address, Chris. So please feel free to send that over to me to review. Now let's get back to this. Redfin saying there's going to be a 1% reduction. Is that throughout the country? Is that in your area? Where is it? Don't know. Okay, so you can say the whole country is going to drop 1%, but like I said, my market's up 6% since last year, so this doesn't pertain to me. Let's get over to these other areas. Northeast, which I've been saying all along, and the and Midwest is seeing strong gains. We also see a big gains up in Washington. I'm working on several clients up in the in northwestern the states, and prices up there are fantastic as well. But we know when everybody moved to Austin, a lot of people bought sight unseen, and they were buying everywhere in those, you know, vogue areas that are niche to the areas of single people that work remote. They hoarded into those areas, drove up the prices of homes, and that's what happened. So can those be substantiated? If you have a housing market going up 15, 20, 25% for 2, 3, 4 years, it can't be sustained, folks. It can't be sustained. Because think about it. If you're trying to buy a house now, well, somebody bought that house 4 or 5 years ago, and then probably 10 years prior to that. So it moves throughout the market. If housing went up 25% a year, it'd be unaffordable within 2, 3 years for basically everybody. So that's the piece of that puzzle that you really got to learn. Okay, so let's get back to the other piece. We want to dissect the data that's coming out so we can figure out what's going on. The next thing is we want to know is where mortgage rates are going. So if we go over to mortgage rates, if mortgage rates was the catalyst of the housing crash, then this would have been the catalyst of what would happen back in 2022. So back in 2022, when everybody says, well, rates are going to hit 7-8%, the market's going to drop and drop huge. Man, we saw 8% rates and they hit back in October of 2023. Well, then you would expect the housing market to just completely plummet, because that's the highest rates we saw. I don't even know if I can go back that far. Let's go back in history. The rates were, let's see, here's rates down through here in the 2020. The rates were never, ever that low. Okay, so that's what, you know, so being high, you know, you want to look at high. Well, we were back in there in the early 2000s, but then they plummeted and they basically were under 5% since 2010 all the way to basically we just had this huge spike in rates. So again, folks, I'm not saying home prices, you know, are going to crash, but there's no reason for them to crash. Okay, that's the piece. Unless you have a market that's this, has way too many homes, and those way too many homes need to be sold. Those people are under distress, they're getting foreclosed on, things like that, that would cause them to push their house, put their house on the market, even if they're, you know, underwater. Well, another piece of this puzzle is a lot of people are not underwater. So what happened during the huge crash of 2008 is people were losing their house to foreclosure because of subprime mortgages. Now, let me teach you a little bit of a lesson that happened in up to 2008, and this is what basically caused the debacle with everything. You had subprime loans, and you had a banking crisis, and Fannie and Freddie, they were not in conservatorship at the time. They were basically on their own. They're their own companies, and there was a lot of fraud, a lot of abuse, and a lot of things that were being done there. So the government actually took them over. They're saying, you're basically insolvent at this point. You blew all your money. If you look at the compensation a lot of those guys received, it was crazy. So what happened was the government took Fannie and Freddie under conservatorship, meaning they're going to control them. And they were able to bring down rates and keep them there for a long, long time. Okay, so that's when you're starting to hear about Fannie and Freddie. I'm okay with them staying in the conservatorship of the government, because when they're private, it can get really crazy. But do I trust the government to oversee these and make sure that they're compliant with everything? Really, no. But it's at least it's better than where it was. Now, where we were back in 2008 before everything imploded was at a time where, I guess even during COVID, there was euphoria to buy. But back during 2000 and 2006, that run-up, you had rates, and let's go back to here. Here's where you had rates. You know, they were in right here, the 5-6% range. But you can get an adjustable rate mortgage about the same rate, okay? But what happened to these, they would give you a teaser start rate. So they'd say, okay, your rate's not 5-7, but it's going to be 3.7 for the first year. And you're not even paying enough to cover the principal and interest on the loan. So when that loan finally came to the point where you had to start making those principal and interest payments, people were like, I can't afford this stuff. So what they did is they were like, I'll refinance. Well, they continued to do that throughout history. And then back in 2006 area, the housing market prices start to stabilize and start to actually decline a little bit. So all these people on these teaser rates that they knew they couldn't afford these payments, they could perform interest only or maybe less than that, are now facing, okay, I can't afford that payment. What do I do? Well, their financing basically was 100% financing, so they had no outlets for this thing. So basically, they just would walk away from their homes. And look back, keys for cash. Check out that verbiage. People were just walking away and handing the bank the keys and saying, it's yours. You can have it. I'm out of here. And that's what happened. Okay, so that's what happened to the big crash. So nobody had equity. Everybody was up to here with their debt, so they just walked away from their homes. Can't do that now because in most cases, as we've noticed, home prices are up and away. So that means if you're a homeowner, in most cases, you have a lot of equity. If you bought, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, and that's what we always say. Now, if you're looking to buy today, and sell next year and make a profit because you're moving, it ain't going to work, folks, because you're really going to get hammered with the fees. The fees to buy and sell are going to eat up all those profits because the profit margins aren't really there anymore. The average home should appreciate maybe 4, 5, 6% a year. And I went through Stock Talk Tuesday. I went over yesterday, giving you the asset classes with the most and least risk. Well, housing should be about the least amount of risk unless you're buying government bonds that have no risk. So when you're buying into real estate, normally you're buying it saying, okay, it's a long-term appreciation. I'm going to create generational wealth for me and my family. And that's the reason why I do it. So let's now go over to answer any questions that you guys have. And guys, you don't have to agree with me on these things. You can debate me. You can go back and counter. But I'd love to know your thoughts on this because, I live in Chicago and I have a home also in Florida. Florida market isn't great, but I'm okay with it. My market area where I have the home down there is Cocoa Beach, and it's doing okay. House prices aren't crashing. I got a condo on the beach. If anything was going to crash, that thing was going to crash. So let's see what we got. I bought a house in 2005 and saw what happened in 2008, but I stayed the course. Now I'm about to buy my next house. It's my forever, so either way, I'm going to stay the course. Exactly. So let's just do that. Let's just go over and look at the housing market, what it's done over the, you know, let's not even do that because is it relevant to you guys? So if you're out there, let me help you understand how to figure out what your market's doing. Okay, so if I'm looking to buy a house in the market I live in, the first thing I'm going to do is reach out to a realtor or go around. The one most important thing for me, or it might be for you, might not be for you, is I wanted a good school district for my children. Okay, and that's what really brings people to the community or the city that I live in now. Okay, it's because our school district is fantastic. I complain about the wages that they pay our teachers, which is crazy, but it is a fantastic education. So that's why I moved to this area. I'm originally from West Virginia. I moved to one part of Illinois, and then I moved to St. Charles about 25 years ago and have no regrets ever since. So when you see these videos, people regretting buying the house and whatever else, it has to fit the narrative. Probably 95% of the people in the country love buying their house. Like, for example, I have my oldest son. He bought a house, I want to say 3 years ago. And I don't mean to divulge all his information on here, but he bought a house. It was valued at, I think, about $180,000 3-4 years ago. That house is worth about $250,000, $280,000 now. We refinanced him twice during the good times, and he has a rate at 2.8. His house payment is like $1,200. Okay, he can rent that thing out, cash flow, no doubt, and move to maybe another house and even have the part of that cash flow move over to the other house with him. So those are the stories that you really don't hear about. All you hear about is, I lost my house. So if that's your mindset, we either have to change it or change the channel. Okay, so if you're here just saying, okay, I'll never work, housing never works. A lot of people got very wealthy in real estate. So I don't know how your market's doing. I don't know your financials, but I'd love to help. And that's why we do these live events. So let's see the next one we have. But thanks for sharing that. I love the comments. And again, folks, you don't have to agree with me on these things. If you're like these crashers out here, let me know what your thoughts are, because I'm sure there's areas in the market where it's like, okay, guys, I talked to somebody the other day in Western Florida, and they made a comment. They're like, Dan, I waited on the sidelines, and it paid off for me. But then I talked to somebody in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Atlanta, the middle of the country. You know, for example, in Chicago, you're waiting on the sidelines, and you're basically, the house prices are going to continue to go up, folks. It may be just a little bit, but I don't see a market crash. Could some markets go down? Absolutely. So let's get some more of the questions out there. That's why we're doing the show, folks. So questions will keep me on here for longer. If you got no questions, I'll sign off as soon as there's no more questions. So let's go back to this. Bought my house in November of 2023 and had a 7.5 30-year mortgage rate. Ended up getting a refi in September at 5.8 20-year. So thankfully, we did this. Additionally, saw about 15% increase in value. Okay, so everybody isn't crashing, folks. Look at what we've seen here. I don't know where you are. Where did you buy, if you don't mind me asking, Dimitri? Where are you, buddy? You know, he saw his house price go up 15% in a year and a half. But again, that can't be sustained. So he lucked out. I won't say he lucked out. Maybe did a lot of research, but his house price is up 15%. He has a 5.8 rate. A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, remember when you guys said, you know, marry the house and date the rate? Well, it does work, folks, and there it is right through there as proof. I don't know who this person is, but they just posted on there. They bought a house, it's up in value, and they refinanced and got a lower rate, and now their payment's right in line. So that's what we need to focus in on. And again, where you're coming from? Perfect. Okay, so that's what we're seeing in a lot of parts of the company. Now, if you have a doom and gloom story for me, please put it up there. If you have another story of, you know, how things worked out for you, let me know. So let's go back into some of these areas. The next thing you're going to start hearing about is inventory. Inventory is so high that it's going to cause the market to crash. Let's look it up, and I'm just going to do this live. And this is another area where people are like, okay, let's go. Housing inventory, the Fed. This is the Federal Reserve. Housing inventory, active listings. Let's look at this just for kicks. Active listings in Texas. Okay, so this goes back to 2017. Let's see what the max is. That might be the max. Okay, so they are peaked out, but what is it prior to this? So can we find out that data? So let's go down through here. Housing inventory, St. Louis Fed. Let's go to the Fed's housing. That's not the one. I don't want to go through all those housing. Let's not go through there. Monthly supply, active listings, housing inventory. We'll just go to, I can't find that right now, but that's what shows you. You can't find a lot of the data that goes way, way back. And let's try. I know it's in here, housing inventory. Let's take off Fred and just go to housing inventory, United States title housing inventory. This was March 7th. Let's go back into the max. And this is just housing inventory. I don't know if it's actually, ten-year chart. Okay, total housing inventory. That's what we're seeing. Okay, so if you go back prior to 2000, all these, that's what you're seeing through there. So when is the inventory going to really, really skyrocket? Housing inventory, active listings. Here we go. Let's see how bad this is. It could be absolutely terrible. I don't know. But let's see if this brings us back to prior to 2017. No. If you go back to prior to 2017, I can guarantee you housing inventory was much higher at some other points in history. So people are going to say this is the highest level we've ever seen. Well, it's not even the highest level we've ever seen since pre-COVID. So these are the falsities that you're being taught. And the reason being is I just think a lot of these people, I'll just say they don't know any better. Or is the money on a lot of these other areas that they're getting their revenue from actually outpacing what they used to sell in real estate? Thus, they just jumped on a crash bandwagon. Don't know. But if you guys can help me with that, I'd love for you to help me. I'm in Central Point, Oregon, and prices are going up. Chris, they can't go up, buddy. It's supposed to be crashing all over the country, and they're down 40%. So just wait a couple weeks, and those prices will probably be down 50%. If you can hear sarcasm in my voice today, guys, you're getting it, because these guys are just ticking me off. Here's why. I speak to people every day, and I'm like, how'd you find me? And they're like, we found you on YouTube. I'm like, okay, what other channels do you follow and things like that? And a lot of them bring up that Nick guy. And when they do, the first thing they say is, man, he was a disservice for us. We've sat on the sidelines for 2 years just watching home prices go up and up and up. And we were waiting for the crash. Even if it didn't crash and they just stayed steady, kind of like I was predicting for the last 2 years, the market would have been steady. You would at least got into a property and they didn't crash. The biggest concern is, what do you do? What do you do if it does crash? We'll get to that in a second. But here's the housing inventory. Let's get to any other questions that we have, because that's why we're here. HOA community, all houses are the same here, so base the value on last sold. Perfect. Let's get to our next question. Is we have Chris. I'm in Central Point, Oregon, and prices are going up. That's what I hear. Oregon and Washington are killing it right now. And I have clients in, I forgot to write it down again. Jag. Love you, buddy. They're out in Washington. He's in an area. It's a client of mine. Well, I'm actually helping him and his brother purchase homes out there. And they are actually buying real estate for investments and their own uses. And they live out in Washington, the state of Washington. It is beautiful. He's like, it's just a hidden gem out here. So I started looking at their market, and it's like, this is fantastic. The home prices are, they're on the higher side a little bit, but the market is amazing. So there is a lot of areas in the country, they're doing fantastic. But yes, if you want to hang your hat on, you know, the market's going to crash, let me give you my tidbits. If you're in western Florida along the coast, you might see some crashing. But what do you see along the coast? Naples? Well, Naples, you're not going to get a deal there. You go up through the coast, you're going to get have Tampa and Jacksonville, Fort something over on that side as well. Those areas, you're going to get some good prices. Okay, Austin, everybody and their mother moved there during the COVID, and that's what pushed up the prices. So they need to stabilize. But just because it's down 1, 2, 3%, not up 20%, you can't say it's crashing. We need a little bit of normalcy, I guess, or stability in the markets. And that's what I keep preaching. But my biggest concern, my biggest, I guess, hope for you guys is you understand the real estate market, okay? Because you're getting pushed a bunch of stuff that could it come true? It could. Some of it. Could housing prices drop? Yeah, a little bit. But there has to be reasons for it. Okay, what's the reasons, and what's the reasons for your market to not do well? That's what you got to ask yourself. So let's get to the next question. I bought my house in 2023 and got an 8.2. I refinanced and got a 6% interest rate. Fantastic. So this is Armando. This is what are people doing? So he married the house and he dated the rate. Okay, so if rates go down even further, he's going to go down further. But a lot of times they're going to say, okay, that payment he had while he's an 8.25, that was more than he would have paid in rent. Yeah, it was. Might not be now at the 6% level, or it might not be that in 2 years when the rents keep going up 5, 6, 7, 10% a year. Those are the things you need to think about. So I'm not here to sell you on real estate. I'm here to debunk all the bullshit that people put out there on how the markets are going to crash. Look at even, you know, the stock market. We had even some of these guys, the Crasher Brothers out there, telling us, you know, don't buy stocks. Stock market's going to crash. If you don't believe me, watch some of their videos from last year. They're telling you to put all your money in the CDs. Okay, all your money in the CDs. If that's you, you're going to be broke forever. Okay, so that's what you're seeing there. I want to help you guys change your mindset to go from basically a victim to a victor, kind of like they say in a lot of the Christian the churches. That's what we want. That's my whole goal for you folks. Okay, so let's get to the next one. We got is Chris. Thanks, man. But if you guys have comments, I'd love to see them. But so this is inventory. So what do we've seen so far? We see inventory. It's high. Is it as high as everybody kind of makes it out to be? No. Okay, then you go to foreclosures. Here's that other area. Let's go into foreclosures. F-O-R. No, I spelled it wrong. Well, let's just let it fix itself. Foreclosures. So let's go into foreclosures. I don't want St. Charles foreclosures, St. Charles foreclosures in the U.S. And the reason why I'm asking is foreclosure. I'll show you foreclosures back in 2008, 9, 10 were ridiculous. Let's see. No, this foreclosure houses for sale. Let's get over there. Single family homes for sale. Foreclosure rate. Well, it only has it to 2024, probably not that far out. So here's the foreclosure rates. Okay. Shit, I don't want to get that. But you can see it's nowhere near. It's a fraction of where it was. Let's see if this one will give it to us. Foreclosures. No, it's the same. I hate when they do that. They just posted different variations. Greatest number of foreclosures. April foreclosure files are rising. U.S. foreclosure activity. Let's see what this one. Foreclosures. Here. Okay, so here's the foreclosure activity. All right. So if this was a chart and you had not too long ago in 2000, what was this? I got to put on my cheaters. I'm old, folks. If you go back to this is going back to 2009, there were the foreclosures. This was I was talking about. This is 500,000, 600,000. So we had 500, almost 600,000 homes right there in that. That's a quarter, folks, in foreclosure. What do we have today? So if you had all these hitting the market, 500,000 homes hitting the market in distress, what happened to the market? It would drop. What do we have today here? How's the market been doing? Well, how's it been doing since they started calling this crash in 2022 here? So that's what we're seeing on the foreclosure side, all right? So there's no foreclosures coming to the market based basically. So we have this. Now let's look at the dynamics. How healthy is our economy? And now this is the sticky point with a lot of these areas, because if we go into a recession, or we're not going to go into a depression or stagflation and things like that. If we go into, we hit hard times, let's put it that way. You hit hard times, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to have the GDP drop. Well, this number's coming out this week. Okay, we're going to see how GDP is coming along. The unemployment rate, it's been staying sticky, actually been going down over the last few readings. And then we have the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve watches. It actually peaked out back in 2022 when everything was complete crap. And now where we are today, down to 2.3. And this is where the Federal Reserve wants it at 2. So we're pretty close on inflation. Unemployment rates, look, it's flat as a pancake other than this, the COVID, and GDP kind of softened. So this is what we're seeing in the economy. So now the Federal Reserve is saying, well, the economy is pretty healthy. We need to keep a lid on inflation, so we're going to have to keep our federal funds rate right where it is until we figure out this tariff stuff that's going on. So now the tariff stuff is another dilemma. So everybody's going to start saying, well, tariffs are now going to have inflation skyrocket and everybody's going to lose their jobs. Folks, don't live in that much fear in your life. Please don't. Please don't. Okay, that's all I'm going to beg of you. So that's what we're seeing on the economy front. So even the Federal Reserve, they're supposed to cut 1, 2, maybe 3 times this year. I don't know what they're going to do. We'll just play it as it comes. So let's get to some more comments that we have. What do you think I buy now in 2 years I can refinance? Chris, 5.5% rates. Here's the problem with that is here's where the federal funds rate is. Okay, unless the federal funds rate really goes down to about 2.5%, or 2%, you're never going to see a mortgage rate at 5.5%, because this is going to keep the low end of the yield curve high. Thus, the long end or the long end of the yield curve has to be that much higher. Otherwise, we have a flat yield curve, and that's terrible for the economy and terrible for banking, because banks make money lending long term, but with short term kind of money. So that's what they do. So that's what I don't think they're going to hit 5.5%. My prediction long term over the next, you know, basically in 2026, could we hit 6? So I'm going to say 6 to 6.5% will be my goal for maybe 2026. This year is going to be flat until really the tariffs get worked out, the big beautiful tax deal thing that they're working on right now works out, and then the Federal Reserve will balance and see what happens with the economy on a lot of these things, and then they'll adjust accordingly. So that's what you're going to see in the market. Hey Dennis, you're back again, buddy. I missed you for about a year, and now you're on every one of these channels. So thank you. You should do a reaction video on some of those crash bros, but break down their faulty logic as long as it goes through the video. You can start with the economic ninja. I met the economic ninja in person. He actually flew in town about a year and a half ago and met with me. And he's an interesting fella. He's very interesting. He knows his shit. But we're kind of at odds. He's a great guy. He is a really nice dude. But he knows fear sells. And he knows fear sells, and he's a great salesman at it. A lot of the stuff he tells you, you know, take 50-50 of that when you kind of break it down. But here's my take on a lot of this. He's all over the map. He talks about cryptocurrencies and stocks and everything else. The guys that you follow, or the people that you follow on the real estate crash stuff, there's 4 big ones out there. And 3, if not all 4, are realtors. And you're like, well, why? Think of it if I was a stock or financial planner and every day I just said stocks are terrible investment. They're terrible. Never buy stocks. Never buy stocks. They're going to crash. Never buy stocks. I told you not to buy. Would you ever use them? So obviously they wouldn't make any money, right? You wouldn't use their services. So if you have a realtor coming out every day telling you, everybody, you're an idiot if you buy. You're just an idiot. You're dumb. You don't know what you're doing. I get called out every day. Okay. So if that's what you're seeing every day, they're doing you a disservice, because it's not the truth. You know, again, you go back, you can look at their analytics. Go back about 4 or 5 years. Every one of those guys or every one of those people, they'd get 400 or 500 views a day. And then Nick at Reventure Capital, he actually created this app and did all this stuff. He was making hundreds, if not millions of dollars. And everybody's like, ooh, I'm seeing a trend here. So everybody jumped on that bandwagon of crash, 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 crash. So now it's just inundated with those crash videos. And the funny thing is, I won't say funny, it's kind of disturbing. Those videos get about 100,000 to 150,000 or more views a day. So how many people are watching those really thinking that shit's true? And they're thinking, oh, the market's going to just crash worse than it's ever been before. So they're going to sit on the sidelines. So as a realtor, you completely did yourself an injustice, because real estate is a value. I'm not, you know, so if I'm a realtor, I'm like, okay, how do we make money for you on this? Let's go out there and find you some cheap houses. That's what we're going to do. Or let's come up with other strategies to help you, not just every day like Mike and Nick and those Sach and those guys coming out and telling you the market's bad, it's terrible, don't buy, it's bad, it's terrible, day after day. Then don't buy. That's all I got to say. If you don't like real estate, don't buy. I want to inform those, if you really are like, okay, I want to buy a house and I need some help. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to come in and say, you know, the market's going to crash or do what. I don't know your market area. I know mortgages. I can give you an idea where things are going to go there. Now, a lot of people are saying, Dan, you've been calling for rate cuts for 2 years. I have. So have the Fed. So have probably 80% of the CEOs out there. So has the president. Everybody's saying, well, rates should be lower. Okay. But inflation ticks up. Did anybody know that this tariff deal was going to come up? No. If I knew and known that, I'd be like, well, shit, no, rates aren't going to come down any. So that's what we see. So when people came out with their forecasts at the beginning of the year, there was two big people that I even follow. They came out and said mortgage rates are probably going to be in the 5% ranges here probably by mid-year. And I'm like, I have no idea what they're seeing that I'm missing, because I don't see any dynamics here that's really going to make any changes. And then when we start getting the tariff news and everything else, I'm like, okay, all hands off. Now, I don't know what's going to go on with mortgage rates, and I have no problem saying that, because I even tell my kids, it's okay if you don't know to say you don't know instead of just making shit up. And that's what a lot of these guys do. They just dig hard to find areas to kind of give you information that just isn't accurate. So that's my whole beef on all that stuff. So let's go back through and see if there's any other comments through here. Dennis, I think I answered yours. Did I get yours, buddy? Yeah, I got yours. Thanks for joining me again, bud. Is it difficult to get a first-time home loan when you're planning to relocate? No, here's what you have to do if you're relocating. Many times is you might have a remote job, so that's okay, but I'm assuming you're relocating your job. So you're moving somewhere and you need to find a job. That can be tricky. But a lot of times you can actually close with an offer letter. Maybe you didn't know that. So a lot of times when people call in consulting, I just had a young man, he was in the military, just finished up. He's moving from Texas to Ohio. And we just closed on his loan last week, and he's moving there for a job, and his wife moved over and got a job, and we got to, she was, I think, a remote worker, but he's getting a job or something. I forget all the details of it, but we helped him out. So these are the questions that I wanted to, you know, propose to me, because I can help you navigate through these. I find it hard to keep arguing with people about, is the housing market going to crash or not or whatever. So this is just my take on it, folks. What the future is going to bring, I don't know, and I don't have a problem saying I don't know. So let's get over to the next one. But the relocation, please reach out to us. I'd love to help. If you have a job, it's already lined up and everything else, you're good to go. You might need one pay stub before you close. That's it. But if you don't have a job, that's a whole different issue, because you're going to go there, move in, buy a house, and then try to find a job kind of a little bit backwards. So we want to make sure you can afford those payments. So thus, we want to make sure you have a job at that time. So we're not looking to do those loans back in that we did in 2006 to 2008 that really imploded the market. So great question, Joey. What do we got? Blue Migo. It's all for clicks, Dan. That's why I've been watching you for the past 3 to 4 years. You always keep it honest and have provided your insight. Well, thanks. I'm going to ask you guys to do me a favor. And I never asked this before. The comments that people post a lot of times are just freaking crazy. They'll post, you know, maybe I don't know everything about anything. And I don't claim to be Nostradamus. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I'm at least giving you the context of what most likely is going to happen versus what maybe, possibly, on a far stretch could happen. You know, could the housing market crash? It absolutely could. Is it going to? It shouldn't. It shouldn't, based on all the information we have. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Let's go to, I think we got that question. Thank you so much. And that's why I do these videos and help to keep you guys informed of what in the heck's going on in the housing market. So let's get over to this. So let's just do a recap. Is the housing market going to crash? Well, based on these guys, it is. Let's just go to the top and see if we can just, I get a kick out of it. It actually pisses me off, but then I get a kick out of it because I know some of these people and I know what they do. And I've talked to many of these people behind the scenes, and many of them think the housing crash is bullshit too, but they love cashing those checks. So it's begun, housing crash 2025. Well, if you go back, you're going to see it's begun, housing crash 2023, housing crash 2024, housing crash 2025. And what do you end up seeing? Let's just go over Zillow. And I know Zillow, everybody's going to say, oh, Zillow's a bunch of crap and whatever else. But guys, we got to find our data somewhere. So here's what I want you to do. We're here. We're going to go down all the way down to the bottom. And we're going to hit right through here, research. And then what you're going to do is you're going to hit another entry point. Well, here's what this is. Look at this. Okay, so we're here on, I didn't preset this. The numbers, April of 2025, U.S. typical home values, $365,877, up 0.68 for the year. So is that, that's up 0.68, right? Not down. Well, if it was one of these crashers over here, they'd be down. Well, it's down 68% on the year. Rents are up 3.4 year over year. Now, this number used to be about 7, 9, maybe even 15%. And this number is 40% of our inflation numbers on the CPI. So when this number went from 7, 9, or about 10% down to 3, 4, this is going to take a chunk out of the CPI, the consumer inflation numbers that we're going to see here in the future. So that's what we're seeing there. Changes in new listing, 4.4%. But let's go down through here, and here's what I want to bring you to. And a lot of these guys will use this data, and then they'll just cherry pick the hell out of it. So let's, what am I looking for? I want to look for, is it research? I thought I was looking for data. Privately held March Case-Shiller Index. Let's go to the March Case-Shiller Index. It was just posted. When was this? I think it was yesterday, on May 27th. Yes, yesterday. Let's see what they have to say about all this. So the seasonally adjusted S&P Core Shiller Index prices decreased 0.3 in March. Nationally, prices rose 3.4% in March, down from 4% in February. Annual price growth slowed in the two of the 20 cities, and those cities are, and you go down through here and you can find those. And I posted this yesterday. You have down through here, I think it was New York and Chicago, both had pretty darn good gains, and you have other areas that maybe just stagnant. But if you see here, housing prices decreased 0.3. Well, again, you go over to Reventure Capital or Soch or some of these other guys, and they'll put, you know, zero behind here and say housing prices are down 30%. So that's the stuff you got to really avoid. Let's go back to this. There's an area here I want to show you guys. Let's see, fewer builders. This piece is, where is it? Is it? Estimates, is that where it's giving us estimates? No, it's in here somewhere, folks. I don't know, but it tells us what the home prices around the country have been doing, and you can kind of break down some of the top areas out there. And it's astonishing how it, you know, basically it was just saying on the Zillow one, it was down 0.6%. Okay, so that means some markets might be down 2, 3, 4%, and some markets might be up 2, 3, 4%. So when you have basically a zero, yes, some markets might be in the negative, but some might be in the positives. So let's finish up with some other questions that we might have. Is there anything out there? There is nothing there for right now. So that'll basically conclude our video for today. Here's what I'll ask you to do. If you're really contemplating buying a house, okay, and you just want to work through the numbers, I'd love to help you work through the numbers. And then if you need help getting set up with a realtor, we're not going to use any of those crash people. We're going to use realtors in your market that really know the market and want to help you find a home for you to live in forever, just like the one lady commented earlier in our videos. So that's what we help you with. If you don't like housing, you think it's going to crash, you don't, you know, you'd rather rent, God bless you. That's all I have to say. I'm not your enemy. I'm here to help you. So that's why I even do videos to help you. We talk about stock talk and things like that. I'm not a financial planner. I don't do it for a living, but I know enough to at least be able to help you guys out to understand it. And that's my whole goal. So that's my report for today, folks. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how the markets ended for today. But looking like so far today, the markets are okay. What they're really waiting on is NVIDIA earnings to come out tomorrow and more information about tariffs. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video at the closing bell. And then I'll pick up on that tomorrow to let you guys know what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates